This is the sound of a C-5M Super Galaxy aircraft, the largest plane in the Air Force's inventory. This is Major Timothy Wade. He's standing on the 433rd Airlift Wing's flight line at Lackland, next to several of the giant gray planes.
What we're witnessing here is tail 6021 being loaded with cargo destined for Houston's Bush International Airport.
The mission is to drop off 80,000 pounds of supplies to those affected by Hurricane Harvey.
It is 25 pallets of material that's slowly being loaded into this large aircraft that can fit 9 city buses.
An engine-powered lift rolls up to the back of the plane and starts to deposit the supplies, mostly water, oxygen tanks, and generators. They're so heavy that the engine blows dark smoke. The 433rd is used to transporting heavy loads. They have a loadmaster who makes sure that the weight is evenly distributed inside the plane. If it goes off balance, it could crash.
So it's dire important that all of those calculations are spot on, or we could have a catastrophe.
Major Wade remembers when the 433rd mobilized after Hurricane Sandy to transport electrical equipment and crews needed to restore power in New Jersey. On Monday, the airlift wing received tentative word that their services would be needed again in the wake of Harvey. The original supply request came from Governor Abbott and made its way down through the United States Transport and Air Mobility Commands. Captain Philip Cortez of the 433rd says that more missions are likely.
This is just a start. We hope to have many more missions in the next couple of days going over to the Houston and Corpus Christi area and supporting our families over there and supporting the other first responders in their time of need and assistance also.
The supplies from this mission will go toward establishing a medical hub at Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport. A team of 70 medical personnel from the 59th Medical Wing will stay in Houston to get the hub established. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.